Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to yak with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, the seventh day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a little bit of a backlog. We have a lot of programming, thank God, happening at the OU. So our archive, once again, is a little bit delayed. I believe the last date is June 16th. So we're just about a month out. It was promised by our communications department that post-Tisha B'Av, please God, they will be able to upload the past few weeks. I do apologize for a little bit of a backlog, but not as bad as it was several months ago. And the content is usually added once or twice a week. So something to look forward to, hopefully next week. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Andrew Markowitz of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Markowitz slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. The chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. You know, Rabbi Markowitz is the rabbi in Fairlawn, New Jersey. He's not currently in Fairlawn, New Jersey, so I appreciate him doing this on vacation. He's up in camp, and I hear that the reception is phenomenal up there, and we should be able to hear every single word coming from Rabbi Markowitz. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Markowitz.
Hi, Naftali, Shalom Aleichem. Great to hear your voice again. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm live here from Camp Lavi, where I have the privilege of serving as the camp rabbi for the first month of the summer. Baruch Hashem, everything is great here. Bershus Naftali, Bershus, everybody on the call, the saints, and Bershus Rabbi Howard, Josh Joseph, Moshe Bain, and the leadership at the OU, and to thank them for their continued leadership and wisdom and guidance. Always in everything that they do, especially over the past year and a half. This Motzei Shabbos, Jews all over the world will gather together physically and virtually for the unfortunate reality of once again reading the five somber chapters of Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha was written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. All five chapters follow a very similar tone, except for the fifth. They're all written in the Aleph Beis order. I'd like to turn your attention to chapter 3. Chapter 3, while the others are written in a certain tone, chapter 3 begins with the words, Ani HaGever, I am the man, I am the one who experienced all of this tragedy. Yirmiyahu turns to us, to Klal Yisrael, and offers his personal account of the tragedy of the Churban HaBayis, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ani HaGezer, I am the witness of what happened here. I'm not just passing down history or the memories. I'm telling you what I saw and experienced. He shares what it means to experience the trauma of the Churban. And the 17th Pasuk, he tells us the following about the tragedy and the trauma of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Vatiznach mishalom nashi nashi tituva. Yirmiyahu says, it is so bad. It is so bad. My soul despaired of having peace. Nashisi tuva, I have forgotten goodness. Due to the Churban, I could no longer feel any peace, any shalom, and I can't experience goodness in my life. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us, what does this really mean? What is the deeper explanation of this strange phrase, Vatiznach mishalom nashi? And the Gemara tells us there are four interpretations of what this means. Number one is, it refers to Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. I can't find peace in my life or goodness. Refers to lighting Shabbos candles. Number two, it refers to Beis HaMerchat, to the beautiful comfort of bathhouses. Third, Rav Yitzchak Nafka states, it refers to a comfortable, luscious bed, the kelim na'im, and beautiful sheets that are placed on top of the bed. And number four, zu mita mutza'as v'isham v'kusheses v'tamidei chachamim. Number four refers to a Talmud Torah scholar who has a beautiful home and a beautiful marriage. Now, this is a very nice Gemara. But if we put it into the context of the Churban HaBayit, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us, when he recounts the memories, personal memories and trauma of the Beit HaMikdash, when destruction, death, he's telling us, what is it that he misses? What is the peace that he misses and the goodness that he could no longer experience? Yirmiyahu seems to be emphasized and be fixated on bathhouses, on lights in his home, on a comfortable CV Posturepedic mattress, on a comfortable pillow, on beautiful sheets, and a nice home. Is this really what he's supposed to be missing? Did Yirmiyahu himself miss the goal of the tragedy? Ruchnia, spirituality, relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? What is Yirmiyahu telling us here? It doesn't seem to fit with the broader picture of what we are supposed to emphasize on Tisha B'Av. So I heard a beautiful answer by one of my mentors, Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, the beautiful, beautiful soul. He says the following: when tragedy strikes, national, communal, or personal, that tragedy always occurs in two different stages. And unfortunately, we don't need to look too far back in our own personal and communal lives to think about tragedies on such a level. When one leaves a levaya, they leave a levaya with a sense of trauma. They feel the loss that the family has left behind. When you experience a national loss, you feel the loss. It's compounding, it's searing, it's traumatic. And you feel that for that day, and maybe even for a little bit longer, you can't go on. You're stuck in that moment. Try to get the facts, read the news, get the articles, and learn the stories and understand what went on. But after all of those public displays of mourning that go on, when Shiva ends, it is then, at that moment, when the family gets up from Shiva, when the Jewish community gets up from that Shiva, it is then that the real impact of the loss becomes even more apparent, because life does not return to normal. That normal is away. There is now a new normal that the family must conform to. The wife, the spouse of the deceased, is now forced to cope with life without her husband or his wife. Their children are bereft without a parent. And that sense of loss impacts their entire lives forever. Think about life before 9/11 and after 9/11. In the middle of that, after it happened, there was a compounding, searing loss for the entire world. But after the rubble went away and funerals did happen, the experience was an experience of a new normal. No longer will our experience in an airport, a mall, or a train station be the same forever. Everything, life has changed as we know it. So says Yirmiyahu, the events of Tisha B'Av are unparalleled in Jewish history. To see the Beit HaMikdash burned to the ground, the exiling of Klal Yisrael to Babylon throughout the world, was a staggering loss that was impossible to describe. We do our best through kinos and through Eicha to put words into tragedy. But beyond that, there's another way this loss impacts Klal Yisrael, and that is in our daily loss. And that is what the Gemara is really telling us. V'tiznach mishalom nashi nashisi tuva. I have forgotten goodness. I no longer can experience peace. The Gemara is really telling us it's about this new normal. My Shabbos is no longer the same Shabbos. I won't be able to be as carefree or experience the goodness of a bathhouse or a comfortable bed in the same way. My family life will no longer be the same. There is a certain way that the joys in life, the small joys in life, are no longer the same in my new normal. The normal has been completely recalibrated and completely changed by the destruction of the temple in Yerushalayim. To appreciate what it means to have lost the Beis HaMikdash for all of us in a certain degree is almost impossible. We are living 2,000 years since it ever stood. But if we look around at our lives and our community, at Klal Yisrael as a whole, it isn't so hard to see that our lives are missing something. And I would add, Tisha B'Av 5781 is even easier than previous years. We live in an era, we thankfully have so many freedoms compared to the rest of the history of our long exile. And Baruch Hashem, the community in general, has arguably the greatest financial success. Yet, we are still struggling mightily. We spend so much time at work just to afford a firm life that we barely have the time to spend with our families. And when we do, raising our children to connect to the Torah life is a tremendous challenge. And we are searching for meaning in an often too regimented religious lifestyle. We all want to find more meaning and spiritual fulfillment in our lives. We all struggle so hard, even come close to what we're looking for. And as individuals, individual communities, and as a nation, we remain fragmented as ever. This is the aftershock, that added layer of Chorban that Yirmiyahu himself predicted, that Tiznach Mishalom Nashi. After the Chorban, it is so hard for our souls to find peace and serenity in our day-to-day life. But it's not all bad news. The Gemara Makos tells us the famous story of Rabbi Akiva going up with his colleagues up to the Makom HaMikdash, and when his colleagues saw a fox roaming around Har Havayis and exiting Kodesh HaKadoshim, the group began to cry, and Rabbi Akiva began to laugh. And they challenge him and ask him, Rabbi, how can you laugh at this time? And he tells them through a series of connections that if a fox is traveling and walking around and wandering on the Makom HaMikdash and the holiest place in the world, then the Nevuah of Zechariah is going to happen also. And what is the Nevuah of Zechariah, the prophecy of Zechariah? It is a prophecy of, Yeshu is the Canaan, who is the Canaan with Berchovus Yerushalayim, that one day will come, that the elderly, the men and the women, and the young children will once again play in the streets of Jerusalem. Of all of the Nevuahs that Yirmiyahu can choose to, or Rabbi Akiva can choose to focus on right now, he chooses a Nevuah, not of miracles, not of the miraculous, not even of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and not even of the avodah, the service, the sacrifices, of the daily temple services, but he focuses on something so normal that it's part of our everyday life. Oh, Yeshu is the Canaan, is the Canaan, is Rehob, is Yerushalayim, that one day life will seem to be normal again. We could walk around in peace and serenity and feel goodness in the normal basic things in our lives. Yes, of course, we look forward to a time of rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, but we also look forward to return to a new normal, a time when we have a new reality, an opportunity to live a life that is more inspired, more unified, but not in the limelight, not only at Har HaBayis, but in our normal, everyday lives. It is that bracha that I give you. As we enter into a Shabbos that we need to use to prepare for Tisha B'Av, how is this Shabbos going to be different? And it shouldn't just be by eating some extra food or napping a little bit more to prepare for Tisha B'Av, but it should be to focus on these small things in our lives, to sing a little bit extra zmirut at the Shabbos table, to make Shabbos a little bit more Shabbosic this Shabbos, to make it more special as we enter into Tisha B'Av 5781. The Gemara, leave with this Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if only Amale, the Jewish people, kept two Shabboses, we would be redeemed immediately. Says one of the Hasidic Rebbes, what does this mean? Most understand that they keep two Shabboses in a row. I saw an interpretation that what it means is referring to two Shabboses out of the entire year. It refers to Shabbos Chazon, which we're entering right now, and into Shabbos Nachamu. If the Jews can keep those two Shabboses in a very special and unique way and focus on the growth, not just on the history and the destruction and the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, but able to use that to uplift us and to bring our lives into a new elevated state of a new normal, then miyad migal, if we use these two Shabboses the right way. And it is through the ability and through the chizuk and inspiration that Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave us 2,000 years ago that can propel us into this Shabbos into Tisha B'Av, but most importantly, perhaps, to infuse more inspiration and more excitement into our daily service of God every single day of our lives. And I wish everybody with that a good Shabbos and an easy and meaningful fast for us and for all Klal Yisrael. And may we experience refuos, yeshuos, and geulos for all of personal and communal for all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you, Naftali, for this opportunity. We're going to continue now with the recitation of several prakim of Tehillim. We'll begin, firstly, with Perek Kaf, Mizmor 20. Lamnatseach Mizmor lo David. Yancha Adonai b'yom sara, yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha, lo lasecha yidash nesel. Yitein lecha kil vavecha, v'chol atatzcha yimalei. Neranena b'yishuasecha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yidati, ki oshi Adonai mishucho. Yaneu mishmei kocho, bigvuros, yesha yimino. Eilav arechav, ve'eilav asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodat. Adonai hushia, ha'melach yanenu, v'yom karenu. Chapter 23, Mizmor Chav Gimel. Mizmor lo David. Adonai ro'i lo achsar. Dinos deshe yarbiteni, ame minuchos yina'aleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yamcheni v'magle tzedek, l'ma'an shema. Gam ki elech v'geit samaveth, lo ira ra, ki atayim adi. Shiftecha mishatencha, hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefane shulchan, neged torarai. Ishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achto v'chese yirdefuni, ko yimei chayai, v'shafti v'veis Adonai, l'orech yamin. We continue with chapter 121, Mizmor Kuf Chaf Alf. Sher l'ma'alos, esta enai el arim me'ayin yevel ezri. Ezrin im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Ayutein l'mot r'racha, ayanum shenracha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yibnecha, yolam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yarech b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikhora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tizcha v'echa, me'ata v'yarulam. And we conclude today's recitation of Tehillim with Mizmor, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-malos, imam ha-kim krasicha Adonai. Itzimabikoli, tieno zecha kashilos v'kol tachanunan. Im avinos yishmor yach, Adonai miya amod. Ki imcha tzicha, l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki v'sa nafshi, v'lid varo hachalti. Nafshi l'Adonai nishorim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai achased, v'harbe yimo fidus. V'hu yifta es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. I'm going to recite Mishaber Fecholim right now, and I will pause for a few moments so people can insert the names of those individuals that require a refuah shlema. Mishaber Chavuseinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, V'Yivarech, V'Yirapei, Fecholim. Bavor Shakahala Kadosh Zayitain, Mispalel Bavaram, Miskarza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Raposam Lachdikam Lachyosam, V'yishlach Lahem Mehira Fuashlema Minashamayim, Larama Chivar Shasagidas, V'sof Sharchol Yisrael, Refuas Nefesh, Refuas Aguf, Hashta Bagalat Bizvan Kariz V'namar, Amen. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Markowitz. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Should we not find ourselves come next week in Yerushalayim with the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, wishing each of you an easy and meaningful fast. Shabbat Shalom.